英语 PK 台，一起学起来。朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, Happy Mondays。
新一周的 PK 台学习呢，从周一的读美文开始哈。今天带给大家一个非常有趣的话题，一个主题。我们要学习如何去爱 ，learn how to love， 是向一只小猫咪学习。
Yeah, we can learn a lot from animals. I always think, especially like from our pets. They are like either if it's a cat or if it's a dog or your parakeet.They really look up to you usually, right? Like you're the person in their life that feeds them, that they takes care of them, etc. And they really love you, most cases then.
而且从这个主题当中呢，我们要去学习啊，怎么样去处理人和动物之间的关系。这篇文章的主人公呢，是一只叫做丑丑的小猫咪 ,Ugly 是它的名字。丑丑呢，是和这个城市里许多的流浪猫咪一样啊，没有家 ,homeless, 没有栖身之所。但是呢，它对人类啊，怀有善意啊，它渴望亲近，渴望呢，被人类温柔以待。
Yeah, like, if you go to an animal shop to buy a pet,Then you usually want a cute little fluffy one, right? That you can cuddle with and who is not smelly or like missing an ear or something. Yeah, that's the kind of cat that usually gets sold, of course. But that's not ugly. Ugly was a very ugly cat.
很多在街上流浪的小猫咪其实呢洗干净以后啊还是非常可爱的。也不论是不是什么样的名品种，但是这只叫做丑丑的小猫咪呢，因为它经常在街头流浪啊，又有病，然后呢，浑身也有很多残疾的地方，所以呢，不受到人们的待见，经常呢被驱逐、驱赶和嫌弃。尽管是这样呢，这只小猫咪啊，依旧是毫无保留地付出着它的爱。
Yeah, he was the ugliest cat everyone ever had seen, but still, ugly was a very...positive cat. He was very loving cat up till his last day.
他的生命呢，最终呢被一个人类注意到了啊，一直呢在观察着他。有一天啊，丑丑跟两条狗打架啊，被意外呢夺去了生命。就在这样的最后一刻呢，他终于被人类以怜悯之心呢救下了。他一生的渴望啊，终于被理解到了，所以呢躺在人类接纳他的臂弯里啊死去了。
Yeah, the man who sees this all happening, he feels sorry for Ugly and tries to help him, but it's already too late. And in his last moments, Ugly teaches him an important lesson.
大家想一想啊，我们平时的这个生命的成长，是不是通过跟许多其他的生命互动当中啊，产生了这种成长的领悟？Ugly 像小猫咪啊，这种跟我们人类不是同类，我们是不同的种类。但是通过跟不同的种类的生命互动呢，我们依然能够从中学习到一些，感受到一些什么东西。因为凡是一切有血气者，皆是生命，皆是能够感知到疼痛的，同时呢，也是有感情的。
Yeah, we can learn a lot from the animals who we live together with, if we just choose to be open to their lessons.
今天这个故事啊，十分有趣，同时也很催泪。
Yeah, it's a very, like, touching story. When I read it and when Jing Jing read it, we really felt like, oh, this is really a sad story.
对，这篇文章我读完以后呢，还是流下了眼泪的。
Yeah.
因为我很少很少很少，我是一个很少会哭的人。
Yeah.
但是读了这篇文章以后，我依然觉得非常的感动。
You guys have your tissues ready?
今天就把这个故事呢，带给大家，我们一起来学习。好，有请出读美文的 Nick 老师。
Ugly the cat. Everyone in the apartment complex I lived in knew who Ugly was. Ugly was the resident tomcat. Ugly loved three things in this world: fighting, eating garbage, and shall we say, love. The combination of these things combined with a life spent outside had their effect on Ugly. To start with, he had only one eye.And where the other should have been was a hole. He was also missing his ear on the same side. His left foot appeared to have been badly broken at one time and had healed at an unnatural angle, making him look like he was always turning the corner. Ugly would have been a dark gray tabby strip type, except for the sores covering his head, neck, and even shoulders. Every time someone saw Ugly, there was the same reaction. That's one ugly cat. All the children were warned not to touch him. The adults threw rocks at him, hosed him down, squirted him when he tried to come in their homes, or shut his paws in the door when he would not leave. Ugly always had the same reaction. If you turned the hose on him, he would stand there, getting soaked, until you gave up and quit. If you threw things at him, he would curl his lanky body around your feet in forgiveness. Whenever he spied children, he would come running, meowing frantically, and bump his head against their hands, begging for their love. If you ever picked him up, he would immediately begin suckling on your shirt, earrings, whatever he could find.
生命中呢不是有很多这样的机会啊，我们能够跟另外的生命呢进行一种 interact 互动。
Yeah.
今天这个故事来有请丑丑。
Everyone in the apartment complex I lived in knew who Ugly was.
我所在的 apartment complex, 啊公寓小区公寓大楼 ,everyone, 每一个人啊我所居住的这个小区呢这个大楼呢都知道 who Ugly was. Ugly 在这里做大写因为已经成为了一个名字。
Ugly was the resident tomcat.
好他的身份出现了。他是一个 resident, 居民居住。
Yeah, resident, that is an adjective here, and that means that he was living in the neighborhood. And tomcat is another name for a male cat.
好 ,resident, 还算是有住地儿的哈，但是在这个小区附近流浪居住。那么 tomcat 就是指公猫 ,tomcat, 看来它是一只小公猫。
Ugly loved three things in this world, fighting, eating garbage, andShall we say, love?
Ugly 呢最喜欢啊这世界上呢有三件事情。第一呢就是打架 ,fighting.
Yeah.、
啊、第二呢就是 eating garbage, 吃垃圾。And shall we say, love? 如果还可以这么说的话他还喜欢爱。啊、你看这三种特色 ,eating garbage, 那是不得不 eating garbage.
Yeah, he cannot do anything but eating garbage because he is a street cat. He doesn't have any boss or someone who takes care of him.
Fighting 呢也是因为生存的需要。
Yeah, like with other street cats probably or other animals to, yeah, who want to take away his food.
对了为了生存呢要去与别的猫咪争抢食物对吧、
yeah.
猫是领地意识很强的动物啊它要划着自己的小区自己的这个饮食范围之内不能有别的猫随便进来啊这是它们的天性。那么 love 就有点意思了它竟然还喜欢 love.
The combination of these things combined with a life spent outside,had their effect on Ugly.
好这里有两个单词都是叠加 Combination 是组合三件事情的组合 These things combined with a life 同时呢这些事情又加上又 combined 组合上 Life span outside 生活啊流浪在外这些生活全部加在一起呢 had their effect
on
Ugly. Have effect on somebody 的意思就是对什么人产生影响。
Yeah, like Ugly was affected by all these things. Like you could see on Ugly's like appearance and Ugly's behavior probably that he had lived outside and that like because of all the fighting, eating garbage and well, because he loved others, you could totally see that in his like way of acting with others.
一开始作者就向我们介绍描摹和勾勒出来了一只流浪在外的小猫咪呢它会有什么样的情况那它有什么影响呢
To start with, he had only one eye and where the other should have been was a hole.
它呢只有一只眼睛而另外 where the other, 另外一只眼睛应该有眼睛的地方呢 should have been, 有眼睛的地方呢 was a hole, 却是一个洞。
Yeah, so he was missing one eye. So maybe he got hit by a car or something.
可能有也许是在打架当中被伤到了呀。
Yeah.
有可能是被车撞到了呀。反正你不会知道他经历了什么啊，只有一只眼睛。
He was also missing his ear on the same side.
哦，同时呢，缺失眼睛那一面呢，一只耳朵也没有了，也不见了。
His left foot appeared to have been badly broken at one time.
他的左脚啊。Appeared to 看上去呢显然也是 have been badly broken 曾经呢受过严重的伤 at one time
and had healed at an unnatural angle
但是呢也是恢复了 healed at an unnatural angle 却是以一个非常不自然的角度好起来的
Yeah, something that is unnatural is something that should not be the way it is. It's something that you not normally would expect it to be.
一个很不自然的角度啊。
Yeah. Making him look like he was always turning the corner.
这个角度呢就让他看上去呢他似乎总是在 turning the corner.
Turning the corner is an expression that means to be healthy, to be happy or successful again. So how would this connect with this sentence? Well, I'll tell you. Like he broke his leg, yeah? So his leg was like twisted in a weird angle that made him look really funny when he walked. So it made him look like he was always happy walking around because he was just walking on his foot that was a little bit like injured.
左脚受过伤恢复得不太好走起路来一瘸一拐似乎总是在拐弯啊 turning the corner.
So it looked a little bit like funny, like wiggling, when he was walking. So that is what it means.
从这样的一些症状判断呢很可能是被什么重物撞击过。
Yeah, could be.
很可能是被车呀撞击过。因为猫咪啊小狗啊这些流浪在外啊他们不善于躲避车辆尤其是现在城市的车辆这么多。所以你经常可能会在路上看到一些被压得都碾过扁平的一些动物的尸体。
Yeah, I mean for us humans, it's already difficult not to get hit by a car sometimes, right? So imagine for little animals.
对啊对于人类来说躲避车撞都不是那么容易的。
Yeah.
何况是小动物呢。不过还好啊他捡回来一条命。
Ugly would have been a dark gray tabby stripe type, except for the sores covering his head, neck, and even his shoulders.
我们来看看它是一只什么样品种的猫呢 ?Ugly would have been a dark gray, 深灰色的 tabby 就是斑纹的。
Yeah, when a cat is tabby, it has bands of different colors, usually gray or brown and orange, just like those Yeah, stripes.
这个文章里的很多新的单词同学们没有见过啊。啊比如说这个 tabby 就是斑纹的 ,striped 就是条纹的。啊所以懂猫的同学呢应该知道它就是一只深灰色的虎斑猫了。还是品种猫呢啊还是品种猫。一般来说品种猫呢是比较亲人的。
Except for the sores covering his head, neck,And even his shoulders.
好这个 sores, 除了这个 sores, S-O-R-E 呢就是各种各样的伤口和伤疤。
Yeah, a sore that is a small and painful area of skin that is injured or infected.
Sores covering 它的头部、肩部甚至是肩膀上到处都是伤口。
Every time someone saw ugly, there was the same reaction.That's one ugly cat.
每当有人看到丑丑的时候 ,every time someone saw ugly, 人们的反应都是一样的。那只猫真丑啊。That's one ugly cat. 大家呢喜欢看一下这个外表啊说哎呀这只猫咪好可爱啊好乖啊。哎呀那只猫咪好丑啊太丑了走开点不要去碰它。
All the children were warned not to touch him.
丑丑有点像一个小怪物一样了。你想他没有眼睛 少一只眼睛。
Yeah.
少一只耳朵。
He seems to look a little bit scary, yes.
然后走路还一瘸一拐的。
Yeah.
所以说呢 ,all the children were warned, 所有的孩子呢都被警告说 not to touch him, 不要去碰他。
The adults threw rocks at him.
好成年人们呢就 threw rocks at him.Throw something at somebody, 就是向某人呢投掷石块。
Yeah, they wanted to make him go away by throwing rocks at him.
对，成年人呢向他投掷石块啊，扔石子儿。 啊，让他赶走他。
Hosed him down.
这个单词 hosed 在上一次我们曾经学过一篇美文的时候见到过。
Yeah, we also had the word hose, but there it was a noun if I remember correct. A hose is like a water tube which you use to water the plants. But if you hose something or someone down, you use the hose, the tube,with which you spray water, you spray all the water at this person or thing and make this person like be pushed away by the water.
其实 hose 呢原意做名词的时候呢是水管，那么做动词的时候呢就是用水管去喷去冲，所以 hose him down 就是用水管呢去喷水驱赶他。
Squirted him.
又是一个单词 squirted him.
Yeah, if you squirt something, then you make a liquid go out a tube with a lot of force. So it's a bit the same like hosing down, but it can also be, you can, like if you have toothpaste and you squirt toothpaste out of the tube, you make it go out, you squeeze it out. So,In this case, with a tube or something else, they squeezed out water.
Squirt 也是喷溅的意思、
yeah.
也是拿水管去驱赶、当他 when you try to come in their homes, 这小猫咪啊就是喜欢到人家家里去、就是喜欢去人家家，所以呢人家就不让他进家门，或者是呢
or shut his paws in the door when he would not leave.
哎，这一点呢就有点不太好了、
Yeah, this would hurt.
Shut his paw 是什么呀？
Well, that is like when he sticks his paw in the house with one paw, then close the door so that his paw literally gets stuck between the door and the door, like border.
就是去关上门啊，夹他的爪子。
Yeah.
如果用门去夹手应该是很疼的，对不对？
Yeah, that hurts a lot.
那么用门关门夹爪子难道就不疼吗？所以人们要么用向他投石块、要么用水管去喷他、当他不肯离开的时候呢还会关上门去夹他的爪子。
Ugly always had the same reaction.
可是呢丑丑啊每一次呢都是同样的反应， always had the same reaction.
If you turned the hose on him, he would stand there, getting soaked until you gave up and quit.
当你 if you turn the hose on him, 拿着水管对准他的时候 the hose on him, 这里呢就是做名词了，大水管。
Yeah, if you would like aim your hose at him, like you would point your hose at him to ready to hose him down.
外国人的家里不是有 garden, 有 backyard,、
yeah.
有后院吗？所以呢肯定家家都有水管用来浇花的。所以如果你 turn the hose on him, 把水管对准他的时候 he would stand there. 他不跑，他就在那站着不动。
Getting soaked until you gave up and quit.
记不记得我们上次、说到那个园丁的时候、
yeah.
也是 getting soaked, 就是全身啊淋得湿透，任凭你把它全身淋湿 ，getting soaked.
Yeah, to get soaked is to get entirely wet until the bone.
Until you give up and quit, 你把它全身淋湿以后，直到你放弃离开，不管它，它都站在那儿，它不跑也不躲。
If you threw things at him, he would curl his lanky body around your feet in forgiveness.
但如果你向他扔东西的时候呢 If you threw things at him, he would curl, 卷曲起来他的身体，他的 lanky body, lanky 就是一种瘦长的，不是很有营养的那种身体啊。
Yeah, it's like malnourished, his skinny body around your feet in forgiveness.
这是什么意思哈？蜷在你，把自己瘦长的身体呢，蜷缩在你的双脚上 in forgiveness.
Well, because he forgave you.Like, he did something in forgiveness, that means that he forgave you. He was not angry at you for throwing rocks at you. He actually forgave you.
意思就是啊，他把他的身体还卷在你的脚边，意思表达说，我不生你的气，
yeah.
原谅你。
I'm not angry at you.
I'm not angry at you. 是这个意思。
Whenever he spied children, he would come running.Meowing frantically and bump his head against their hands.
小丑丑啊非常喜欢孩子。
Yeah, he really liked children. Maybe because they played a lot, so he wanted to play with them. whenever he spied children.
啊，这里用了一个单词叫 spied。
Yeah, to spy, that means to watch and observe someone secretly but closely, so you know what they're doing. So he was probably like watching from a distance to, at a group of children, you know, playing.
这个猫咪喜欢暗中观察
yeah,
就像一个 spy, 像一个
definitely.
侦探一样、啊、
Mine too. Always like spying from some corner, what are those humans doing?
对，暗中观察，这就是那个意思 spied. 诶，当他一旦看到有孩子们的时候呢，哇，他就会赶紧跑过去， he would come running, 很开心的哈，跳跳的跑过去， meowing frantically, meowing,Meow, M-E-O-W, 就是猫咪的叫声的英文单词。
Yeah, meow, it's the sound that a cat makes. That, I mean, at least that's what we say that a cat makes. Meowing is to make the sound that a cat makes, which is meow.
这就是把这个喵声呢作为动词了。
Yeah.
Meowing, 它怎么喵呢? Frantically.就是非常疯狂的喵喵喵。
Yeah, very, very uncontrolled, very, very hurried and excited. Like, he was really like, meow, 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 like, really, like, excited to see them.
嗯，大家发现了吗？猫咪在和人类交流的时候啊 ,when cats communicating with humans.
Yeah, then they meow.
And they're using a different way when they are commuting with
other cats. Yeah, like other cats, like if two cats communicate, they don't meow.
对，大家注意了，两只猫之间交流的时候，它们从来不喵声。
Yeah, no, they make other sounds, like I'm not sure what kind of sounds.
没错，它们是别的声音，只有它们在和人类交流的时候会喵。
Yeah.
所以科学家呢，就做研究说为什么这样。后来就推测可能是由于猫咪在小的时候啊，通常用喵的声音去呼唤它的母亲。
Yeah.
来照顾它。所以他对人类如果有所需求的时候，他就会用喵的声音跟人类交流。
Yeah, so they think like, if I meow, then maybe that human will give me what I want. Because my mom also did that when I was a little kitten.
但如果说你要对猫喵的话， that doesn't work.
No,
那没有用的。所以如果你逗猫去喵的话，它就会觉得你很奇怪，它没有反应。
They're like, what are you doing?
对，甚至会觉得你有点 stupid.
Yeah.
好，这个 meowing frantically and bump his head against their hands. 你看 ,bump 就是撞。用他的头呢去撞那些孩子们的手。
Yeah, like to bump is to hit or push a part of your body against someone. In this case, he pushed his head against their hands, like what cats do when they want attention.
嗯，猫咪呢是非常有个性的动物。
嗯，
它呢和狗不一样啊。狗呢，如果说你给它点吃的，它会过来。就是对你表示好感、
yeah.
但是猫咪不是这样的。猫咪觉得它自己喜欢的人，它就会主动过去碰触。
Yeah.
如果它觉得它不喜欢这个人，它会躲得远远的。
Yeah.
对吧？所以如果说有一只猫主动的过来 bumping his head against your hands, 证明它对你有好感。因为猫咪它的头上呢有很多气味腺体的分泌。如果它用它的头来蹭你的裤腿或者是你的手，证明它想把它的味道留在你的身上。
啊、
是他表示好感的一种方式。
Wow, I did not know that.、嗯、
所以如果有一天啊，有一只猫咪突然像对你表示这个动作的时候，你可能会老泪纵横，因为人不能选择猫咪，是猫咪选择人。
Hmm.
Begging for their love, 就通过用头去碰撞孩子们的手来祈求他们的爱抚。
If you ever picked him up, he would immediately begin suckling on your shirt.Earrings, whatever he could find.
哎呀，非常渴望爱的一只小猫咪。
Yeah, it's a super cute cat.
只要你抱起它 ,if you ever pick him up, 抱起它的时候，哎呦，那不得了了，它马上展现出它所有的爱。He would immediately begin suckling on your shirt. Suckle.
Yeah, if a cat suckles something, then it puts something in his or her mouth and moves his or her tongue against it. It's like a...When you suckle a lollipop, then you have the lollipop in your mouth and you just move your tongue around it. That is to suckle.
对 ,suckle 就是吸的意思。吸呀、啊、舔呢、啊
yeah.
啊、这个意思。小猫咪呢就会来舔你的、啊、衬衫呢、啊、你的耳环呢、啊、whatever he could find. 他能从你身上找到的啊都逃不过他这个爱的 suckling。
Yeah.
他会来示好表示亲近。
Yeah, if a cat does that, then the cat likes you, and the cat, like, has a safe feeling, has also a feeling like, he can be like he's okay in like your environment, like in your neighborhood.
这就是我们所说的呀，有一种猫呢叫做亲人的猫。
Yeah.
有一种猫是亲人的猫，而且从它的这个情况判断呢，它以前很可能是一个 home cat。
Yeah, it could be that he was a home cat and then like taken care of really well and then suddenly like he became a street cat for some reason.
城市里呢实际上是没有野猫这种说法的啊，所有的野猫呢都是流浪猫。
嗯，
都是流浪猫，然后一代一代的繁殖下来成为了所谓的野猫。啊，城市里的流浪猫呢其实都有亲人的这个基因的。好，这是第一段，我们来看看第二段。
One day, Ugly shared his love with the neighbor's dog.They did not respond kindly, and Ugly was badly mauled. I tried to rush to his aid. By the time I got to where he was laying, it was apparent Ugly's sad life was almost at an end. As I picked him up and tried to carry him home, I could hear him wheezing and gasping and could feel him struggling. It must be hurting him terribly, I thought. Then...I felt a familiar tugging, sucking sensation on my ear. Ugly, in so much pain, suffering, and obviously dying, was trying to suckle my ear. I pulled him closer to me, and he bumped the palm of my hand with his head. Then he turned his one golden eye towards me, and I could hear the distinct sound of purring. Even in the greatest pain, that ugly, battled, scarred cat was asking only for a little affection, perhaps some compassion. At that moment, I thought Ugly was the most beautiful, loving creature I had ever seen. Never once did he try to bite or scratch me, try to get away from me or struggle in any way. Ugly just looked up at me, completely trusting in me to relieve his pain.Ugly died in my arms before I could get inside, but I sat and held him for a long time afterwards, thinking about how one scared, deformed little stray could so alter my opinion about what it means to have true pureness of spirit, to love so totally and truly.
That was part two. 有同学问说, what happened to Ugly? We had no idea.
Yeah.
我们不知道,也许呢,是被他的主人抛弃了。也许是他自己跑出来的。
Yeah, maybe he went outside and got lost. Maybe his caretakers, they went on a holiday and they thought, yeah, no, it's too much hassle to find someone to take care of the cat, so we put him outside.
现在的城市流浪猫有很多的来源、
yeah.
主要的一种就是被人遗弃的。
Yeah.
我们看到的网络上有的图片，你比如说春节回家过年去了、
yeah.
直接把小猫关在笼子里扔在垃圾桶。
Yeah.
这种还有的呢就是说比如说有的家庭在养猫的时候呢没有怀孕，但是呢一旦这个女孩子怀上孕了以后，因为家里要宝宝了，于是就把小动物抛弃了、
yeah.
还有一种呢是因为猫咪自己本身因为没有给它做绝育手术，等到它一旦到这个发情期的时候，它可能自己闻着味道就跑出来了，有很多各种各样的因素。Ugly 是怎么来到街上的我们也不得而知。
One day Ugly shared his love with the neighbor's dogsThey did not respond kindly.
Ugly 呢是这样一只猫啊，它对不仅对人很有善意，它对其他的动物 like dogs,
yeah, also,
它也很有善意。
Yeah, he was not afraid of dogs apparently. Like maybe it was better that if he should, but he was really a very loving cat. He really was not afraid or angry at anything around him.
它非常的 friendly 友好啊。有一天呢 ，Ugly share his love, 向邻居的几条狗狗呢表达他的爱意啊 ，share his love with the neighbor's dogs. 但是这个 dogs did not respond kindly.狗狗们却并没有做出善意的回应。
And Ugly was badly mauled.
好 ,Ugly was badly, 这个单词。
Mauled.
M-A-U-L-E-D.
Mauled is like, that you are attacked by, like, claws and teeth. So Ugly was being mauled, that means that the dogs, they attacked him with their claws and their teeth.
重伤。
Yeah.
重伤啊，被严重的抓伤啊，咬伤啊，痛击啊，或者是等等。毕竟它一条猫还是一个瘸腿猫哈，残疾猫，还要跟 fight with the dogs。
Yeah,
那这个很难打赢。
He probably had a really nasty fight, yes.
所以呢是重伤了啊，受到了粗暴的对待。
I tried to rush to his aid.
正好呢就被这个作者看到了，这一次他看不下去了，他赶紧就冲过去。I tried to rush to his aid. Rush to his aid. Aid 是急救帮忙啊，我们可以理解为是我试图冲上去啊帮他。
Yeah, he tried to save him. He tried to rescue him as soon as possible, rush to his aid.
至少赶紧把他带离这个危险的现场。
By the time I got to where he was laying, it was apparent. Ugly, sad life was almost at an end.
可是 by the time, 直到我当我 got to where he was laying, 走到了到达了他躺下的地方的时候，很明显 it was apparent.
Yeah, it was very obvious and easy to see that ugly, sad life was almost at an end.
Ugly 的悲惨的一生啊 ,ugly, sad life was almost at an end. 这个短语 at an end, 就是显然已经快到尽头了。你看他跟这狗打架哈
,Yeah,
肯定是严重受伤，然后呢肯定是也是失血过多吧。
And he was already like pretty weak because of all his like previous injuries and like probably not having enough food, not enough water. So yeah, then you kind of lose it against like well-fed, strong dogs.
对 ,Ugly 其实就是这样一只猫咪。有的猫它在野外呢它有很强的亲人性啊，它就想呢跟着人回到一个比较安全的一个 shelters,一个居所去。所以They follow humans.
Okay.
They follow humans home. 直到跟着人回家。Ugly 就是这样的一种猫咪。
Yeah,
他一直有这个渴求和诉求。
Yeah, he thinks like, oh, wherever there are people and wherever there are other animals, I will be safe.
对，他为什么要去跟那狗表达爱意呢？就是因为他知道这个 dogs are with humans.
Yeah.
他知道狗是和人在一起的，所以如果跟狗搞好关系的话，人们可能就会喜欢他，把他带回家。但是没想到这个狗并不买他的账，所以呢还攻击了他。这个时候 Ugly 的生命呢已经快不行了。 It was apparent Ugly's sad life was almost at an end.
As I picked him up and tried to carry him home.
这个时候呢 I picked him up.我把他抱起来 and try to carry him home, 试着了要把他带回家。这个时候就要去送这个 emergency.
Yeah, like an emergency room, like he tried to like bring him home and like rescue him, of course.
外伤啊急救伤啊什么的，因为猫咪的生命力还是比较强的。
So you sometimes hear like those stories, right, of an earthquake somewhere and then a cat is found under a building and lying there 9 days and、
exactly.
then they still are alive.
对，猫有九条命嘛，猫的生命力还是很强的。但这一次呢，丑丑可能挺不过去了。I could hear him
wheezing and gasping.
哟，这是什么词
？Well, wheezing is like
喘息。
That sound like that you almost cannot breathe anymore.
看来是呼吸已经不稳了啊 ，wheezing.
Yeah, and gasping that means that to breathe in very sudden.motion, so like very short and very abrupt breathing. So like he was both wheezing and gasping.
哟，那看来是有出气没进气了啊，这种呼吸很不稳定了。
Yeah,
it's 很不稳定。
Yeah, probably his lungs got damaged or something, or his throat.
Yeah, 可能肺部啊，或者是内脏的脏器受损。
Yeah.And could feel him struggling.
然后你能够都感觉到，你从外面看他，你都能感觉到他在苦苦的挣扎着 ，struggling， 想要活下来。
It must be hurting him terribly, I thought.
我觉得呀，这件事情一定是让他大受伤害啊 ，hurting him terribly, both mentally and physically.
Yeah, probably. Like he was very hurt by the idea. Like, oh, I just want to be friends, and now this happens. You know, like no one loves me.
因为他的一生都在 being hurting.
Yeah.
他的一生呢都在被别人驱赶驱打拒绝啊被暴力以待。然后这个时候呢可能是身心都比较受创。It was hurting him terribly. 啊其实我们对于动物的很多情感的感受我们是不了解的。在很多国外的一些科学试验当中呢他们更加细致的去探测了动物对于疼痛对于情感 的一些反应 responses 和 reactions， 结果令我们非常的惊讶，他们能感受到的东西不比 human 少。所以中国的老祖宗就说，一切凡有气血者皆可感知疼痛，有血气者皆可感知疼痛。
Yeah, it's definitely so that animals can feel as much if not more as humans on emotional level.
所以呢，你看这个时候我作为一个旁观者，我能够感觉到口丑这个时候身体状况已经非常糟糕了。
Then I felt a familiar tugging, sucking sensation on my ear.
就在这样的时候，我还感觉到了一点点很奇怪的东西，那就是一种非常非常熟悉的 tugging, sucking sensation.
Well, something that is tugging is pulling very short. So to tug, that means like to pull something or someone very short with short movements.
Tug, T-U-G, 轻轻的拉拖拽的感觉。
Sucking sensation,On my ear.
Sucking 也是刚才那个跟 suckle 是一样的。
Yeah, it's the same.
也是吸啊吮啊吸吮啊然后舔啊那种感觉。还有就感觉到耳朵呢轻轻的被拖拖着拉着好像他在舔我的耳朵。
Ugly, in so much pain, suffering, and obviously dying, was trying to suckle my ear.
就在他生命都已经快不行了的时候。在如此巨大的疼痛当中 in so much pain, 他依然 suffering and obviously dying, 都挣扎在死亡的边缘了。他还在试图呀要努力的 suckle my ear, 还在向我表达他的友善。
I pulled him closer to me.
这个时候我把他紧紧地抱入怀中 pulled him closer to me.
And he bumped the palm of my hand with his head.
你看他用了一个什么动作同样是 bumped 刚才也是 bumped his head、
yeah.
还是在用他的手啊碰撞着什么我的手掌 with his head
Then he turned his one golden eye towards me
然后呢转过他那个唯一的一只 golden eye 金色的眼睛转过来瞅着我一直用那个乞求的眼神看着我
And I could hear the distinct sound of purring.
我呢，甚至能够听到那种非常明显的 distinct, 很清晰的 sound of a purring. 这个单词，养过猫的同学应该知道 purring, 就是那种猫咪在满足的时候啊，发出的咕噜咕噜的声音。
Yeah, Nick, he demonstrated it pretty good, I think. It's like, or something like what cats do when they are very satisfied and very, very happy, then they are purring.
Why is Ugly making this kind of sound at this moment?
Well, he is lying in the arms of this man and he knows he's going to die. He knows that he's like...That he's done, like he cannot be saved anymore. So he just needs a little comfort. He just wants some love and some like comfort for like his final moments.
他知道自己的生命呢已经到了尽头了，但是他又同时非常欣慰，终于有人类呢用一个温暖的怀抱呢接纳了他。
Yeah, because finally he knows that this is someone he can trust and someone who will love him back.
对。他知道了他终于找到了一个他可以去信任的人那他在这样的怀抱里他感觉是安全的是温暖的是 comfort 他是不用害怕的
Yeah, he doesn't have to be afraid anymore because this guy is not going to turn the hose at him this guy is not going to throw rocks at him
对因为这个人不会拿水管喷他啊，也不会拿石子呢去扔他所以他感觉自己在这样的一个怀抱里是非常温暖的所以他发出了那种 sound of spurring 满足的咕噜咕噜的声音
Even in the greatest pain That ugly battled scarred cat Was asking only for a little affection
所以这个作者呀此时此刻啊他的这个感情就特别的复杂他就觉得这样一只猫咪呢在如此痛苦的时候 even in the greatest pain 啊，生命的最后的时刻 a ugly battled scared cat 什么样的一只猫咪呢
well if a cat is battles that means that the cat has fought a lot like I mean ugly just fought with like those dogs right so he looked as if he just had fought with those dogs so if something or someone is battled then it looks like as if like he or she has fought with something.
我们就把它理解为是一只伤痕累累的、啊
yeah.
这只伤痕累累的丑丑猫呢所要的就是那么一点点 was asking only for a little affection 要的就是人类的一点点的关注和爱抚尤其是 affection 这种情感的投入
Perhaps some compassion
也许还有一些同情心吧、
yeah.
Perhaps 也许还需要一点同情心 compassion
At that moment I thought Ugly was the most beautiful loving creature I had ever seen
在那一刻我觉得丑丑啊是我所见过的最美丽 most beautiful loving creature 最可爱的生命 creature I had ever seen
Never once did he try to bite or scratch me try to get away from me or struggle in any way
在这种时候猫咪呢对人类投予了百分百的无条件的信任啊，因为我们知道猫咪要是信任人类是非常难的
Yeah.
因为他们是捕食者动物他们的警觉性非常之高很多的流浪猫咪两三年你天天去喂它它都不见得会跟你熟
Yeah, they need some time to get your, yeah, to trust you they, because they've been hurt in the past so much
对他们对环境保持警觉这是对的那么 一只能够无条件信任的猫咪情商是很高的而这只猫咪呢 Never once did he try to bite or scratch me 它从来没有试图抓过我或者是咬过我也从来没有 try to get away from me 也从来没有试图从我这儿逃跑 or struggling in any way 或者以任何方式呢挣脱我的怀抱
Ugly just looked up at me completely trusting in me to relieve his pain
这就是啊生物和生物之间啊生命和生命之间的那种无法用语言去交流去表达的信任
Yeah, this is like one of those situations where words are just not enough to kind of grasp the feeling that they two had
我们想想生命中那种信任的感觉啊你要去无条件的信任一个人多难呢、啊、是不是
嗯、
多难呢、啊、那猫咪对于人类这样一个庞然大物巨大的生物对他们来讲恐惧是肯定的但是他要信任你在这个时候就是多难 Ugly just look up at me 只是抬头看着我 completely trusting in me 完全的信任我用他的眼睛来告诉我说 to relieve his pain 相信我呢能够缓解他的痛苦
Ugly died in my arms before I could get inside but I sat and held him for a long time afterwardsThinking about how one scarred, deformed little stray could so alter my opinion about what it means to have true pureness of spirit, to love so totally and truly.
还没有来得及 before I could get inside. 还没有来得及进屋呢 Ugly died in my arms.
Yeah.
Ugly 呢就已经在我的怀里死去了。I sat and held him for a long time afterwards.这个时候呢对于作者来讲完全还不能一时间接受不了这个事实只能呆呆地坐在那儿啊，怀里抱着他抱了很久很久心里一直在思考着 How one scarred deformed little stray 这样的一只满身伤痕 scarred deformed、
yeah.
而且残疾的残缺的 stray 小小的流浪猫 could so alter my opinion 竟然能够改变我的一些观点About what it means to have true pureness of spirit. 如何什么叫做拥有一颗纯真的心灵 To love so totally. 如何完全的 truly 真实的去爱
Yeah. So he really like had a whole changed opinion because of Ugly about what it is to have nobad intentions whatsoever to be really sweet and friendly and only to act in good faith because that is what Ugly did Ugly was pure of spirit
这个词很感人叫做 true pureness of spirit 就是他的心灵和他的精神呢是非常的纯真的
Yeah, he had no evil whatsoever inside he was justvery sweet and friendly and only acted on good faith without aggression or any bad intentions
他的心里呢没有邪恶
Yeah.
没有戒备、啊、没有攻击。
Nothing was bad.
All good. 而且怎么样去表达他的爱 ?To show his love to whoever he trusted.
Yeah, like he was like just genuinely a good cat.
Ugly taught me more about giving and compassion than 1,000 books, lectures, or talk show specials ever could. And for that, I will always be thankful. He had been scarred on the outside, but I was scarred on the inside. And it was time for me to move on and learn to love truly and deeply, to give my total to those I cared for. Many people want to be richer, more successful, well-liked, beautiful. But for me, I will always try to be ugly.
我从丑丑身上学到了什么呢？
Ugly taught me more about giving and compassion than 1,000 books, lectures, or talk show specials ever could.
Ugly 教会我的东西啊，那真是比起教给我的 giving and compassion 关于给予和同情、
yeah.
远远的超过我读上千本书籍听无数的讲座或是观看大量脱口秀特别节目给的还要多。
I mean, that makes sense, right? Like, if you go to a lecture or you watch a talk show about, like, compassion and giving, you all think, yeah, good ideas, I should do that. But you don't feel it, right? You don't feel it in the way he felt this.
当你和一个真实的生命真正的接触的时候，他的生，他的经历，他的死，是能够活生生的展现在你面前的，你能够感觉到的，这个东西就比听到的要来的深刻。
Yeah, like if you don't experience it and feel it yourself, you will never learn the real essence of it, I think.
He had been scarred on the outside, but I was scarred on the inside. 他的伤痕累累呢是在外面，但是呢给我留下了内心的伤疤。
Yeah, he could never forget it. And it was time for me to move on.And learn to love truly and deeply.
作者这个时候内心呢是充满了懊悔，他觉得自己为什么没有早一点对 Ugly 好一点。
Yeah, he really learned a lot from Ugly. He thought, yeah, I need to like learn how to love truly and deeply. I have to deepen my relationships with people. I have to show them more friendliness and more compassion.
对，一方面呢，觉得自己没有早一点帮助丑丑。啊，可能可以早一点把他带回家，或者是帮他找到一个新的家庭。
Yeah.
因为他既然这么渴望一个 home 家庭的生活，就应该去帮助他的生活在家里。另外呢，要向丑丑学习怎么去 give love and compassion to others, to give my total to those I cared for, 为我关心的人呢，如何去全心全意的付出。
Many people want to be richer, more successful,well-liked, beautiful. But for me, I will always try to be ugly.
好，经过这样一次经历以后呢，我的一些三观呢就有点变化了。Many people want to be richer. 好，许多人呢想变得更加的富有。More successful, 更加的成功。Well-liked, 更加受人喜爱。Beautiful, 更加的美丽。但是对我而言呢，我会想要一直努力成为 ugly, 成为丑丑。
That's a funny way of saying, right? Like no one says, oh, I really want to be ugly, but now you know what that means.
所以呢 ,ugly 的这个故事啊啊这个跟那个作者生命产生了一定的交集以后啊，他是通过一个小生命他的这种坚韧对于爱的这种纯粹震撼了这个作者，震撼了人类的心灵。
Yeah, up until the last day of Ugly, he showed that he was the most beautiful cat of the neighborhood by showing that he was like loving, kind cat, that he was not like no evil whatsoever.
我们向动物学习啊，如何无私的去爱，是这篇文章的一个主旨。
Yeah.
他也提醒了我们，我们如何去重新审视 the relationship between human and animals, 我们和动物的关系应该怎么去 怎么去重新的调整一下，我们是不是愿意开放我们的心去关注他们的近况呢，而不是活在一个传统的观念里说啊，流浪猫嘛，自生自灭就好了。也许我们可以通过对他们的帮助走近他们，寻求一种物种间的友谊呢。
Yes, a lot of lessons. Like the main moral is like learn how to love truly and deeply, not only the humans around you, but also the animals around you. Because like as you heard from this story, animals can feel as much, if not more,than humans, and also they can give you a lot back.
所以说通过这个故事啊，我们至少呢可以从一个角度去审视了在一个猫的世界里啊，它是怎么去表达它的感情的。那么这些跟我们人类呢有没有一些共通之处，也提醒了我们，就是说我们关爱动物到底是不是只是一种简单的施舍，一种 compassion 和同情，是不是有可能作为人类呢，我们是在寻求一种，或者是珍视吧，一种跨越物种的友谊。你想一个人不能没有 friend, 对不对、
yeah.
一群人也不能没有，所以在一种更大维度的友谊当中呢，我们和其他的物种是平等的，没有阶层的分别，没有凌驾主宰，也没有剥夺占有，相互尊重，相互陪伴，彼此温暖啊，在作为一个整体吧，共同享受这个地球家园的滋养。
Definitely, definitely true. Like as humans, animals also need companionship. Also, they also need to be part of like a group of a social environment that treats them well. Otherwise, they feel unsafe and they feel like they have to defend themselves all the time. And yeah, then they can do a lot of like bad stuff, you know, like steal food or like fight.But they never do that intentionally. They always do that because the environment, like, makes them be like that. So if we provide, like, animals, like street cats, an environment where they can live safe and where they can trust each other and other animals, they won't do, like, bad things. They will live just like we would do if we would be on the street, right?
对呀、啊、我们其实对待动物的观点呢，你看，不仅仅是为我们所用，是吧？我们可以观察他们，而且你想想，如果人类这只是孤零零的生活在世界上，没有了他们，是不是觉得很可怕呀？
Yeah.
没有别的物种跟我们交流了，是不是觉得很孤单呢？
That would be terrible. Like, I would be lost without my cat, to be honest. Like,、mm. such a, like, it's just a very, like, nice addition to,、mm. to your life, you know? Like, then you can give a certain love to, like, an animal. It's really, like, an enrichment.
对呀、啊、所以有时候啊，只是跟人打交道还是有点无聊哈。我们也应该呢扩展一下我们的这个这个交际圈、
yeah.
跟动物朋友们呢也多多沟通和交流一下。
That is also true. Like, talking too much with humans is sometimes really boring. Yeah,、mm. like, with cats or dogs.、
嗯、而且现在、
awesome.
而且现在城市的流浪猫的问题是吧，流浪动物的问题这么严重，它也其实已经影响到了你们家小区了。肯定很多人晚上都能听到半夜有喵喵的声音的叫，对不对？
Yes,
其实我们应该行动起来，每个人都应该行动起来去做点什么啊！发现了生病啊，或者是亲人的流浪猫啊，一般的法则呢，就是说，一般是暂时收留，然后呢找领养。这个步骤呢，倒是有这么几步啊，我也在网上找了一些小 tips 给大家。如果呢每个人愿意行动起来的话，我一会儿呢就把它发在我们的微信公众号当中啊，就写在这个文章的后面，大家感兴趣的朋友呢可以去看一看，就这么简单的几步，你就可以呢 come and help.
Yeah, it's very simple, like a few tips to get you started.
像丑丑这样的流浪猫呢，我们也希望以后在街头上能够越来越少了，既然它能够，它愿意有意愿跟人交流和互动呢，咱们也就可以帮助它。其实每个人都可以行动起来，就帮助一只 street cats, street dog, 不会耽误你太多的时间，但是呢可以救他们的生命。
Yeah, it doesn't take that much time or like it's not that, it doesn't give you that much pressure, but you can make such a big difference with like just following a few simple steps.
对。
If you see a street cat.
关键是我们的观念呀稍微的扭转一下。就是说流浪动物呢不仅仅是一个救助机构的事情，因为现在所有的救助机构呢那都是重负累累。
Yeah.
所以啊只要你有心，每个人啊行动起来。Everyone makes a difference.
Yeah. Everyone can make a difference.、嗯、
所以啊这个今天这则故事啊读了以后非常的感动。
Yeah. Are you already like crying and everything? Like I was after reading this story. I was really thinking like, wow, there are so many cats in Beijing as well. Like, I see them a lot around, like, the Yonghekong Temple and, like, yeah, other places as well. Like, they just, like, they look very wild and scruffy, but, like, yeah, there should be more people helping them out.
不同的时代有不同的问题。你看以前人们生活水平没有这么好的时候，他没有这么多 street cats, dogs, 那么多。现在因为有越来越多人生活条件好了，又开始养猫猫养狗狗了。然后呢，因为不负责任就扔了。扔在外面越生越多，越生越多。
Yeah, no, that's true.
所以现在已经成为一个社会的问题了。
That is true, that's true. Actually, in the Netherlands, we have like some cities that have a lot of street cats, and some cities totally no street cats at all. Like, it really depends on like the environment, and like, it's true that if in one city there are many street cats, then it's very difficult to get that population of street cats smaller because they keep on getting babies, etc. So,
我们如果每个人都行动起来，好，也是在为了我们的生活环境好，是吧？
Yeah.
让我们一个更健康的生活的环境，更干净的生活环境，也是为了这些动物们的福祉好。
Yeah.
好，今天的美文就分享到这里，谢谢大家的收听，谢谢朱莉老师。
Thank you for listening.